obviously, I would consider it an award for the team. You know, they put in a lot of work throughout the year, and I suppose we've had a relatively successful year. And it's just nice now that they're, I suppose, recognised at the end of the year. You know, so it's very nice.
This has been, I think, the third function now where a lot of your players have come away with personal awards. So I suppose, in some ways, recognition for their own individual commitments over the year.
Definitely, but I suppose, as I mentioned there tonight, you know, the players that aren't here as well have worked equally as hard and given everything, you know, in every training session and taken a, I suppose, an intensity level to the training session and I suppose trying to put their best foot forward for game time or for a place in the squad and stuff, you know. So hopefully that'll continue now. We're, I think, 7 weeks out from the start of the McKenna Cup, and I suppose the time doesn't belong going in after a championship, and we have a lot of work to do, I suppose, and hopefully get a few players in now. We have a lot of them started already on programmes, so we're hoping maybe to bring in a few more fellas, put them on programmes and see can they adapt to the training and can they put their stamp on a place in the squad in the next couple of months, and we look forward to, I suppose, seeing can them players progress.
You said there you had a reasonably successful 2011. I would suggest that's maybe a wee bit of an understatement.
Well, I suppose, like, you know, when you look at it and you look at, I suppose, what we wanted to set out, you know, definitely the Ulster Championship was a very, very important competition, as it will be this year, you know, and every year, because I would have a lot of value on the competition. But, you know, to win it after 19 years was definitely a very, very big highlight for all the boys. I know that for a fact. And I suppose on a personal level as well, having, I suppose, experienced, excuse me, a lot of heartache down through the years, having lost a lot of finals, even though I was involved in 92. So it's just nice now for the boys to, I suppose, bridge that gap, and hopefully now they can push on as a group move up the ladder again in the coming months and be competitive for next year's championship.
And tell me, we're, I suppose, 3 months on from the All-Ireland semi-final defeat to Dublin. Is there still that lingering thought in Jim McGuinness's mind of what could or what might have been that day?
No, I don't think that thought was ever in my mind, to be honest with you. I think maybe a couple of hours after the game, after the initial disappointment, it was more about, you know, what do we need to do to get to the level that Dublin are at? You know, what went wrong and how can we fix it? And I suppose, what do we need within the squad next year to close the gap with Dublin, Kerry, Cork, Tyrone, these teams? And I think as a manager and as a coach, that's I suppose the positive thing about it, in a way, because it means just that you're thinking that way all the time. Because if you're not thinking that way, you're never going to stagnate, you know. So, you know, we put a huge effort into the season. I can safely say that, and every one of the boys gave it an enormous amount of work when they were on the pitch and off the pitch and in the gym and everything. And we did make a lot of progress. It's just a matter now of I suppose trying to go to another level again and see can we get closer to the bigger boys. And it's not going to be easy, it's definitely not, but we have a good platform in the National League this year now in Division 1 to see where we're at, and can we be competitive in that division now would be interesting from our own point of view, and can we blood a few players that'll add to the players that we had in last year, and that'll be the short term goal now, Chris, you know, hopefully get a good league under our belt and move towards summertime again.
I suppose, just maybe before we talk about 2012, a word on two players who won awards here tonight, maybe at different ends of the spectrum. Ciara Lacy already won his third All-Star this year, and young Patrick McBertie, who you blooded for the first time in the championship game against Antrim, proved to be two crucial players, very crucial players over the course of the championship.
Ah, definitely. Like, I suppose it's a great achievement for Patrick considering his age, you know, and you know, this time last year, you know, he was county minor and he had another year to go, and now he's involved in senior awards and stuff, so it's great for himself and I suppose his family, and I'm sure they're all very proud of him in Kilkeare. Carl, obviously, I suppose going back to the Dublin game was a huge loss to us, you know, because I suppose one of the things would have been that we would have probably lacked in the last 20 minutes was, I suppose, a cutting edge through the middle third and, you know, the ability to take the game to Dublin. And probably if we had that, we probably might have got over the line in that game. And Carl was central to a lot of that throughout the year when he broke from centre half back or wing back. He took players with him, maybe two players with him either side of him, you know, and he had the purpose and intent in his runs that people knew that he was going to commit to it, and they went with him, you know. So that was a huge loss for the team at that time, and didn't really recover, I suppose, after that. But you know, thankfully, you know, he's got his All-Star and he's got his, I think, his Ulster Ulster All-Star and Ulster Player of the Year, and now this award tonight. So it's been a great year for him. But knowing Carl, you know, I don't think he'll get too carried away about it. I think he's very level-headed, and he knows what he wants out of the game, and he's got a lot out of the game already. But I think, you know, he knows exactly what he wants out of his career, and he's working towards that, and hopefully we can help facilitate that as best we can.
The draw last night made for the McKenna Cup. You have Jordanstown first, and then followed, I suppose, interestingly, it could be a look forward to the Championship in many ways. But I suppose, from your point of view, January is very much about maybe starting to blood your 2012 squad.
Well, I mean, it's not ideal when you're looking at you know, potentially your first round opposition, you know, in the McKenna Cup draw. And I suppose the only saving grace is that we have Jordanstown in the other game, and we have a few lads in Jordanstown, so at least we get a chance to look at them on the night we play them, you know, even though we'll be in opposition. But no, I mean, obviously it's great, and it's great to get back playing football now. I think, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, issues at the tail end of the year, and it's been difficult for everybody. But we have to move forward now, and we have to look at the, you know, Sunday 7 weeks in that first McKenna Cup game, and trying to start the season off positively, Chris. You know, and that'll be that.
And what has been the plan, and what is the plan now, sort of for these winter months in terms of gearing towards the new season?
Well, most of the boys are on their own programs, you know, and we've left them at that, you know, and they're working hard on that. We have the holiday in 2 weeks' time, and once we come back from the holiday, we'd be hoping maybe to have a couple of A versus B games possibly, and look for new players and stuff, and training then will start on the 1st of January in the McKenna Cup, you know. And they have done a lot of work in the last 12 months conditioning wise, you know, so we're not at the same level we were last year from that point of view, so it's just to be trying to build on that, and I suppose that's what they're doing now at the moment. And they're training for the 5K run as well on their own, so it's good that way as well, so they're getting a bit of conditioning on the road as well as the gym work, and hopefully they come back, you know, in good enough shape to be able to, you know, not be picking up injuries and be in reasonable condition for early January for training. And And as I say, off we go again.
And just on a final note, have you had many new faces in terms of programmes and stuff like that at the minute?
Well, probably about five or six. We'll maybe bring it up to about eight or nine. Just want to talk to a few people now in the next coming days and finalise a few different things. We'd probably, you know, I think it's 26 for the McKenna Cup squad and then 30 for the National League squad, but we'd be hoping possibly to maybe up until about 36, 37, 38 players. So if we were going to have a game situation, that we would have maybe a panel and then an extended panel. And that extended panel could obviously then rotate depending on people that would be showing form. So that's our plan at the moment, and try and maybe get a game once a week and have a look at players. And if there's other players out there that clubs are proposing, you know, that they think they're good enough, then that would be a vehicle for them to I suppose, put their best foot forward. So that's kind of the short-term plans for it, and look forward just to January now.
And 2012 is something you're, as team manager, looking forward to?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, the boys worked very hard last year. They made a lot of ground, you know, but we know where we're at in relation to the top four teams, really, and that's the key thing for us now, to try and close that gap. And it's going to be more difficult to close that gap than it was last year, because there was a lot of things going on last year that they hadn't been doing previously, so there was obviously going to be gains to be had, you know, in development and stuff. So the percentages are smaller now, so it's going to be more difficult to find them, but at the same time, you know, that's I suppose where you want to be. You don't want to be down in the low percentages, you want to be up closer to the top, so you're trying to fine tune and find players and make things fit and bring the boys up to a level of conditioning that they can compete with the big teams.